At a briefing for congressional staffers and reporters, the experts urged Congress to do more to help secure nuclear material in the world. Former Congressman Timothy Romer played a key role in establishing the commission, which probed the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks on the United States, and is now president of the Center for National Policy, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization.
The bottom line is that the United States government needs to show the maximum effort to address the most dangerous people in the world getting the most dangerous weapons. So far, we have had a grade of insufficient progress. We're not doing enough, we're not doing it quickly enough, and we're not doing it effectively enough.
Romer said some 20 tons of highly enriched uranium exist at 130 civilian research facilities in 40 countries, many of which have no more security than a chain-link fence and a night watchman. He cited International Atomic Energy Agency reports saying there have been 16 thefts involving highly enriched uranium and plutonium, loose nuclear material, he noted, that could be the source of a potential Al-Qaeda bomb. Romer urged Congress to strengthen and increase funding for the Cooperative Threat Reduction Program, which is the U.S. government's main instrument for securing the loose fissile material that is still scattered around the former Soviet Union. He said the initiative must be expanded to work beyond the borders of the former Soviet Union.
We need to make sure that beyond and above Russia, that this is not just a Russia-United States issue, but this is also a global issue, and that we're looking at the civilian reactors, 100 of them throughout the world, that we need to make sure that that enriched uranium doesn't get into the wrong hands.
Another issue underscored at the Capitol Hill Forum is the need for ratification of an international treaty on nuclear liability coverage. Daniel Poneman, a former member of the National Security Council who now works for the Scowcroft Group, an international business advisory firm, noted that an increasing number of nuclear power plants are being built around the world to meet growing energy needs. He urged Congress to ratify the Convention on Supplementary Compensation for Nuclear Damage, which would protect U.S. suppliers of nuclear technology from unlimited civil lawsuits arising from their activities in foreign markets. Poneman says that such U.S. firms, which he argues have better safety records than suppliers from other countries, are reluctant to work in overseas markets because of the lack of adequate liability protection under current treaties.
Congress needs to ratify and put into force that convention so that when U.S. companies are working internationally, they have the insurance coverage they need to go forward. If they don't, the whole world will be ceded to other companies in other countries that are far less interested in safeguards, that are far less likely to be as safe as we are in protecting against acts such as nuclear terrorism.
Another panelist, Ellen Lapson, president and chief executive officer of the Henry Stimson Center, a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization dealing with security issues, said the United States needs to continue to improve its methods of intelligence gathering and analysis. Lapson said she is not yet convinced that the reorganization of the U.S. intelligence community following the September 11th attacks has improved.
In the case of intelligence reform, it's possible that we're moving in the direction of bigger, but not necessarily better. I wish there were more focus on the quality of the product and the output of the intelligence community, not simply the size and the arrangement of the boxes on the bureaucratic chart.
Lapson is a former vice chairman of the National Intelligence Council, the U.S. intelligence community's strategic analysis center. Deborah Tapioe News, Capitol Hill.